Chapter 7 Coruscant. Sometimes I think this planet is nothing but a hellhole.
Chief of State Natasi Dalla's voice was unusually soft, subdued. But that was appropriate in this place. It was late at night in the med center. The brilliant horizontal streaming lights of Coruscant's endless airspeeder traffic outside the high-altitude chamber's viewport were not accompanied by traffic roar. The room's sound insulation kept that noise at bay. Yet the streak's steadiness and beauty were actually soothing. Faint light from dimmed overhead glow rods suffused the chamber, turning stark medical whites into calming grays, turning machinery-packed walls and corners into shadows illuminated by unblinking star-like glows, and turning the bed's badly wounded occupant into what plausibly looked like someone who was merely asleep. Admiral Nec Boitu, head of the Galactic Alliance Navy, lay as he had for so long, unmoving, face up. A sheet covered and concealed his still healing injuries. One arm lay exposed across his chest. Not long before, it had ended a bit below the elbow. Now it was complete again. The prosthetic hand and forearm indistinguishable from a naturally furry organic limb, except for the band of very short fur where the prosthetic had been joined to flesh. His fur had yet to grow in, completing the illusion that his arm was undamaged. An aging Bothan, he was strong and resolute, one of Dalla's few confidants. And she could confide in him even now. But he could not hear, could not answer while he remained in his coma. She continued, though, as if he were an active part of the conversation.
What amazes me is the struggle for power. I don't mean the jockeying to discredit a rival for a Senate seat or the rank of general. They constitute real power, worth real effort and risk. I'm talking about the way people will resort to the same viciousness for nothing. The office martinet, who's willing to make lifelong enemies just so he can win the right to apportion the monthly allotment of data chips. The personal assistant who doles out the right to appointments with her obscure, irrelevant, powerless boss just so she can curry favor with people equally meaningless.
She shook her head, a slow motion at odds with her usually brisk personality.
You'd think that they'd proportion their efforts to the value of the reward. But no. Treachery can be just as great when it's for control of a calf cart as when it's for control of an empire.
Nec didn't answer. He lay, eyes closed, this being in the midst of the hours when his eyes were scheduled for rest rather than data stimulation. His thoughts remained locked away in the damaged compartments of his mind.